Russell Vautour is the Chief Information Officer at your neighborhood credit union, and YNCU is trying to keep people informed about the scams. There are people out there who want to steal your money. Russell, that appears to be their only motivation is to steal your money.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for having me, Brian, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to chat about this. That seems to be the primary goal, and there's a lot of ways that they can kind of approach it. They use various tactics, and they're always shifting, so it's always really critical to be aware of how it's moving and what kind of scams are out there.
And I think a lot of it is money-based, Russell, but a lot of it's also identity-based, too, which translates into money for them down the road.
One of the really kind of prevalent scams is called social engineering, and they'll call you up and try and ask you questions about, when were you born, what's your mother's maiden name, and then they use those to impersonate you and create new accounts or take over your existing account and then, maybe open up a credit card in your name or something like that.
Well, and sadly, there's a reason why they continue to do it, because there are a certain proportion when it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. A recent bank study, 3/4 of the respondents said that they had been targeted by fraud. So that doesn't necessarily mean that they've been successful, but, a large scale, oftentimes these are large scale organized crime groups that are trying to do these frauds, and the scale and scope of it is really concerning.
And I guess one of the newer scams of late has been people calling up others impersonating pharmacies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one that that's one of the social engineering ones. So they'll ask you questions, about your birth date, about kind of personal information that they can then use to impersonate you when they call your financial institution.
And I guess one of the reasons we fall for these things, Russell, I'm not saying that is that everybody's falling for them, but, some of them are based on romance. Maybe we're just lonely. And some of them are based on money. Well, we always seem to want more money. We need to recognize our own weaknesses, right?
Yeah, I think really the critical thing is a lot of these scammers are trying to create a sense of panic. So the CRA scam that you were just talking about, they're trying to make you, act before you think. And I think that's really the critical piece, is that you kind of take some time to think about, ask yourself why are they asking this information? Like, does it make sense that a pharmacy needs to know my father's, maiden name or my mother's maiden name? Like, what kind of, just take a minute and start to think about, why they're asking that information. And that can really kind of prevent a lot of this. A lot of social isolation plays into this too. Like with COVID, people are having less interactions with people. They're doing more of their day-to-day activities online and over the phone. So it really has increased the frequency of the scams.
Yeah, and some of them are so breathtakingly simple, right? Mm-hmm. For example, just calling and saying, "Well, I'm from your bank, and we need this information," and on the surface, you kind of go, that's too simple to work, but it works.
Yeah, it often works. And I think that's a really important thing, is there's a lot of stigma around some of these things, and people get really upset because they got suckered into some of these scams. But really the important thing is to, reach out to someone that you trust, reach out to your financial advisor, have a discussion if you feel like you have been part of it. Really start to remove the stigma around it, because it happens quite frequently, and I think a lot of times people are embarrassed or they don't want to bring it up. But that really just makes the situation worse. So it's really important to, take a minute to kind of evaluate it. But if you do end up in one of these situations, like, reach out to a trusted advisor, reach out to someone in your community that you trust, and, they can help kind of coordinate kind of what the next best actions are.
I think you made a really good point earlier that we have gotten much more comfortable with telephone and online transactions in the last year and a half, and that's a bit of a red flag.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it really just, the most important thing I think to do is just ask yourself, why is this person asking this piece of information? Or if it feels strange, or it feels like, why is a pharmacy asking about my banking password? Maybe just take a minute and call back. You can call them back, verify, the actual number. A lot of times they're calling from a call center, and sometimes they're able to even impersonate the call display, right? So they can actually make it look like they're calling from the CRA or from the Waterloo Police or from a pharmacy. So, you know, if you feel like the questions are odd or you know, something's a little bit of a red flag, just say, thanks for your time. I'm just going to give you a call back. Look at the number for the pharmacy or for whatever service is calling. Give them a call back, and that's a really easy way to verify that they're actually who they say they are.
Well, on that ability to ghost numbers, which can be pretty disturbing at times, that technology has handed over a lot of tools to people who don't necessarily want to do good with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of technology, and a lot of it is social engineering too, and impersonating, and really creating a sense of fear. Oftentimes, fraudsters capitalize on new Canadians who may not be familiar with, you know, how government services work, or people who are, you know, in a vulnerable position. So, it's really important to just, you know, take that time to reflect on why. And really ask some questions, and then if you really have concerns or if anything seems odd, reach out to someone that you trust.
Well, and you know, you mentioned new Canadians here, and I would think, like, I get the call from Canada Border Services Agency. I know they're not coming to arrest me, but mm-hmm. somebody who maybe just arrived here a year ago, maybe they take that call way, way, way differently.
Yeah, I mean, they play on your fears. They want to get you to react and not think. So a lot of times they'll target things that people may be fearful of, you know, from new Canadians or you know, your computer is about to be compromised. You know, they try and induce a sense of panic to kind of get you to react and react quickly. So that's kind of the first red flag. Just understand how, you know, the CRA would interact with you. Like, there's never going to be a case where they're going to call you up and tell you to send Bitcoin, as an example.
Yeah, they don't require payment in gift cards. I found that out.
Yeah, or iTunes gift cards. That's a common one. You know, it's surprisingly common for people to get those calls and either send Bitcoin or send iTunes gift cards. And they're not thinking because they're just in that reaction mode, and I think that's the critical step is to reach out to someone you trust, kind of validate what you're thinking, take a minute, call them back. All those are kind of great strategies.
Russell, thanks for your time today.
Great. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.